Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I am your host, Adri P. And if you are new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast today. And if you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you. Holy shit, it has been 2 weeks since I've done a podcast episode, and a lot has happened in those 2 weeks. So let's just get into it. First things first, I apologize for being MIA. Shit has hit the fan. I was sick. I literally lost my voice. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, like, oh my gosh, you were sick again. I had a meltdown because I was like, there's no way in hell that I can be sick for as long as I was last time. Please do not let me be sick as long as I was last time. Thankfully, it only lasted 5 days. I still have some gunk and mucus in my throat, but I think it could maybe just be allergies. I don't really know. Or maybe it's just a permanent thing that I have to deal with from now on. I also got like a promotion at work, I guess. It is a promotion. I'm now the store inventory lead where I work at Lululemon. And it was a bigger transition than I thought. Like, there's like so much training. My hours drastically changed. I was only working like 3 days a week, and now I'm working 5 days a week. And just those 2 extra days are really, yeah, it's just like a lot. There's like a lot going on. I'm still trying to finish school. I'm still teaching dance. I'm like everything in regards to like my podcast, my TikTok, and like content creation wise has kind of taken like a pause just because I don't have the energy to do it. And I really can't find the time to do it. Like, I gotta get my homework done before I can play online, you know? But in this time, I've also, like, my photography is kind of growing, which is really exciting. And with all of these things happening, I'm just like, holy shit. Like, there's so much going on. There's so many different, like, paths, I guess you could say, that I could follow. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, where I want to go and kind of like where I need to cut down, where I want to focus, I guess. And not that like I can't do all of these things that I'm doing. It's just that, holy shit, this is weighing on me so hard. Like, I am stressed to the max. I get these like weird stress, like I call them pimples. I don't know if that's what they are, but they come on my head, and I get them whenever there's a lot of stress going on in my life. And I also can't eat. It's really hard. Like, I'm just like not, I don't prioritize taking the time to eat, because in my brain, I'm like, every single minute counts because I have so much stuff going on. And then TMI, but like my period was late and it only lasted for 1 day, which is very strange. I used to have very irregular periods during college, probably because I was so stressed. And then they kind of like balanced themselves out, and they were like pretty regular for a while, almost like a year, up until this last one. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like another way my body is like, bro, you need to chill out. I can't believe we're already halfway through February. Like, January came and went, February is almost done. Like, Valentine's Day already happened. I feel like life is just going like 1,000 miles per hour, and I'm like, holy, I'm going to say it again. Holy shit. Maybe that should be the title of today's episode. It's just holy shit, because I'm just like, life's got me by the throat and just pulling me like full force. But anyways, with all that said, today's episode is revolving around like, how do I deal with my stress? And I'm going to be honest, I don't deal with it in the best way possible, which is why I'm going to share it all with you. Because if you're doing what I'm doing, we need to have like, this is a heart to heart. Just pretend that I'm telling you exactly that, like, we got to take care of ourselves, essentially, is what it boils down to. We can't just keep doing things the way that we're doing. And yeah, let's just get right into it. When I'm stressed to the max, and it's weird because like I don't even realize I'm stressed because I don't acknowledge that feeling. I don't let myself focus on it, because otherwise I will cry and I will have a breakdown, and then everything all at once just hits me. So when I'm dealing with stress, I ignore it, and I ignore any uncomfy feeling. I really just throw myself into, like, for instance, the other day I needed to do homework. I also needed to do trainings, and I had to do, like, there was like a very large to-do list, and all I did was clean the house like a maniac, like deep clean the house, and was running around doing all these things, not letting myself sit down, not letting myself take a break. And it happened to be on a day where I had a full ass day. I worked at Lulu from like 5 a.m. until noon. And then I had a small window where I was home. And then I had to go teach dance. And I was only home from about like 12:30 until 2. And then I had to go teach dance all night. And during that window, what did I do? I would not rest. And I needed to rest because I was grumpy and I was tired and I was hungry. But instead, I was like, no, I have too much going on, because if I sit down and I rest right now, then that is just taking away from all the things that I should be doing, which is my homework and my trainings and all of that stuff. Whereas if I'm cleaning the house, that's a good enough reason for me to not be doing those things, because I'm still doing something and I'm still being productive. And if you are like me and you think the same thing, that is toxic. We are toxic as fuck to ourselves. And that's not fair to ourselves. We deserve just as much rest and relaxation as the next person. Like, we don't need to constantly be doing something and constantly be going, 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 going. And it usually comes through as me telling myself, no, I'm just working really hard right now. I'm grinding it out. I'm doing all the things. I am constantly pushing forward. I'm constantly trajecting forward. I'm going forward. I'm doing all the things. I'm making sure that I'm staying ahead and not letting myself get behind. And that is not fair. Who the fuck invented that kind of mindset? Because that's the stupidest bullshit I've ever heard. And I wish so hard that I could sit my happy ass on the couch and do nothing without feeling guilty. I a million times wish that I could do that. And when I'm in these moments of where I'm very stressed, which is right now, like, it's taking a lot in me to sit down and record this podcast episode, but I'm like, no, I owe it to the people who listen to it, and I owe it to myself. I wanted to see this thing grow, and it's not fair to me to constantly be putting other people in front of my own needs or my own, like, things that I want to be focusing on, so I'm forcing myself to sit down and do this. However, when I'm in these moments of high stress, I see, like, everything is very, I look at everything as almost like either dollar signs or like a clock. And it's like a timer. And the only way I can get myself to like chill out is if I literally pencil in an allotted amount of time. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to chill for like this much time. And then I'm going to do work for this much time. And then I'm going to chill for this much time. And I'm going to do work for this much time. And it's not the greatest plan, and it's not the greatest approach to dealing with my stress, but it is a step, like, kind of in the right direction. And I've realized, and I know I'm gonna sound like a broken record, I've said this before, journaling helps so much. Oh my god, the other day I was like having a breakdown, like freaking out, like so stressed. I had so much shit I had to do, and I was like, it felt like I was like gonna start like hyperventilating. And my girlfriend and I were driving home from somewhere. I don't remember where we were. And then she was like, is there anything I can like do to help you? And I was like, no. I was like, I just want to go home and I need to write my journal and I just need to get it all out. And I just need to write everything down and just like forget about it and whatever. And while I was journaling, she made me a bath and she made me get in the bath, which was really nice. Like, once I was in there, I felt very calm. Like, she puts all these essential oils in there and stuff like that, and it's so kind and I appreciate it so much. But after journaling, and it's as simple as journaling and taking a bath, and I felt significantly better afterwards, and I was able to like go to sleep that night without laying there with my mind racing. Even something as simple as sleep, I can't do it when I'm in these moments of high stress, because I lay there and my mind will not stop going. It's almost like there's like four different like speakers in my head and they're all playing different things. One is playing a song. Another one's playing like a different song of a completely different genre. One is replaying a conversation that I had with someone. And then the other person, the other speaker in my brain is like going over the to-do list and the amount of things that I need to get done that I haven't gotten done. And like, why am I laying in bed? Laying here thinking about it. If I'm awake anyways, I should just get my happy ass out of bed and go do it. But no, I need sleep, because if I don't get sleep, then I'm going to get sick, and then I'm going to get grumpy, and then I'm not going to be able to perform and show up for my best, like in the best way. But then if I sleep, then I'm losing time. Like, it's just this constant like internal spiral of like, where's my time being allocated? What is important? What is not important? How am I utilizing my time? And it's freaking exhausting. And last week, another way that I try to kind of like help myself with this stress stuff is usually with things like that have deadlines, such as like my homework. I will try. I've just recently started this because I'm like, I need to figure out like how to minimize like my homework load, how to minimize how heavy it feels and how big it feels. And so what I've started doing is I will try, keyword here is try, is I will try to work on things like a little bit at a time. Like if I know I have a paper due next Thursday, on my days that I'm free, I'm going to try to work on that paper as much as possible. And I'm really trying hard to complete assignments and turn things in before their due date. Because usually I don't even start the paper until the due date. And then I'm stressed the entire day because I'm trying to get this done. And it's usually harder than I think it is. And it takes up more time. And always on the day that homework is due, there is something else that I want to be doing. And homework is the last fucking thing I want to be doing. I've even had to start like tricking myself into telling myself that my homework is due on a day that it's actually not due. And I write it out in my like physical planner, and I also put it in my phone calendar, like a made up date. And I'm like, okay, this is when this is due, and this is when this is due. And like, it happened to me. I was like, oh my God, my homework's due tonight. Like, fuck. Like, if I don't get it done, fuck me. And then I went and like, I opened the computer and I was like, oh my God, it's not due for two more days. You know what? I'm just going to do it tomorrow because I really don't want to do it right now. And I really want to just sit and be mindless and just rot away on the couch, close my laptop. And I was like, wow, that was a really, that was clever. That was very clever, Adri. Good one. Very, very, very good one right there. And honestly, I think a lot of my stress comes from all the fucking different things that I want to be doing. And I just feel like I don't have enough lives to do all the things. Like, you know, when you have like a lot of interests in a lot of different things, it's hard to like which one am I supposed to be doing? Or like, do I just do all of them all at once? But then that's really stressful. And it's hard to spread my time out evenly and like put as much time and effort into things as I want to. But there's literally so many things I want to be doing. And then it's like, I don't want to not be doing something and putting, like, I don't want to cut back on time on this thing and then put more time into this other thing, because then what if the thing that I'm putting more time into I actually don't end up liking, and then I like try to go back to the other thing and then I'm starting from ground zero. So it's just like I put this pressure on myself to try to do everything all at once when I really don't need to be doing that. Like, I don't need to be this one man show who does everything all at once. Now, like I said, these are not the best approaches to dealing with stress, because I am extremely stressed. I'm literally sitting here looking at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, I need to like finish this in like 10 minutes because I got to wrap this stuff up. Like, I got to keep going. But that's not fair to me. Like I already said, that's not fair to me and to you guys who love listening to my podcast episodes. Like, I want to provide some great ass episodes, and I want to like be able to put that stuff out there for you guys, because that's what I'm trying to do. But it's just like, I just be so stressed, and I just be focused on like, I'm constantly, while I'm doing something, I'm thinking about other things that I need to be doing. And it's, that is not allowing me to be present like in any way whatsoever. If I'm constantly thinking about other stuff, I'm not present in the actual moment. So I'm very curious if anyone who is listening to this right now, how do you handle stress? Like, how do you approach times in your life, like seasons or times, whatever you want to call it, time frames in your life where you are extremely stressed and you're like, holy shit, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to navigate this. Like, what do you do? Like, do you do different things than I do? Like, how do you, yeah, what do you do? I'm genuinely curious. You can email me, or you can message me on Instagram or on TikTok, whatever, however you decide to reach me, because I genuinely want to know. I also just want to say, when I went to end my subscription-based content, there were two people who were subscribed, and I'm not going to name your names, but you know exactly who you are. And I literally got like a little emotional, because I was like, oh my God, like two people subscribed to this. Like, that's crazy that yeah. And I want to also take this time to address, like, I'm sorry that I ended that, but I am also so grateful that you, like, you're supporting me in that way. And that means so much to me. Like, do not think that goes unseen or unnoticed. Like, I appreciate it so much. And I hope one day I am in a space where potentially this podcast is my full-time job, or like other, like I have more time to put into this, so then I can bring that back for you guys and like keep bringing you more and more stuff. Like, that would be like the dream. And I'm also, you guys, I'm still taking write-in submissions. Please send me all of the things. It doesn't even have to be like a serious thing. It can be like a funny story and things like that. I want to keep providing that space for my listeners to have their things like read and like put out there into the world. Or maybe you have like life advice to share with people and you're like, oh my gosh, I think this would be like the greatest thing to like share with someone. Like someone told me this piece of advice and it like really made an impact on me. Like, tell me all the things. I don't know. What if you're like your second grade boyfriend 12 years later walks back into your life and now you guys are happily married? Like, people want to know. I would want to know that. Like, tell me all the things. You can send it to my email. Notes on how to send write-in submissions will be included in the show notes of this episode. So go ahead and check that out. But that's the gist of today's episode, that I'm not very great at dealing with my stress. And I'm very interested if any of you have any tips or tricks, and or maybe one of the things that I do, you're like, oh, I'm going to adopt that. And I'm not saying my approaches to my stress are like the worst, absolute horrible things. I'm just saying I definitely could have better approaches to my stressful times and how to deal with my stress that would make me feel better. But anyways, if you made it this far in the episode, I appreciate the heck out of you. And if this is your first time hanging out with me today, thanks for stopping by and I hope you enjoyed your time. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I promise I will see you next week. Later, skaters.